Hi, Beatle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beatle Breeze for this week on Beatles-A-Rama. We all know about John Lennon's FBI file and the efforts to deport him, but a new batch of documents from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services shows a secret file from Richard Nixon's White House on George Harrison. A September 1971 letter in Harrison's file is a note from immigration officials advising that any request by Harrison or Lennon should be sent to a higher office. It describes them as personalities who may receive public attention in the U.S., which would result in unfavorable publicity to this office. A 1973 telegram from George in the file expressed his anger at not being allowed in the country because of a prior pot conviction. A handwritten note on the top of the telegram says, "Is this one of the former Beatles?" A new 18-hour Ken Burns documentary on the Vietnam War will include some Beatles music. The double CD, which will be released on September 15th, will have Let It Be as one of the featured tracks. There's a couple of neat auction items going on the block. You can bid on Ringo Starr's boots that he wore on stage in 1963, and the musical score of Eleanor Rigby, signed by Paul McCartney and George Martin, will be sold along with the deed to the grave of the real Eleanor Rigby. And finally, a giant mural of John Lennon painted on the side of a tobacco factory in Britain is causing confusion among the young people of the town. It appears that they're mistaking the Lennon portrait for Harry Potter. The owner of the establishment said, "I think it's quite funny that they think it's Harry Potter. He's got the glasses, but that's about it." Check out Beatles Yellow Submarine animator and Saturday morning Beatles TV cartoon series director Ron Campbell's new art website at BeatlesCartoonArtShow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-A-Rama.